I refer to the committee report, page 7 of 9 and 8 of 9. Speaker, line 3, it says that it will also ensure, in terms of the benefits of the project, that this project will also ensure that appropriate distribution of e-learning solutions for 175 schools, based on the need assessment, that seems to bridge the gap in terms of ICT infrastructure and related capacity building. Ms. Bigger, clearly, this tax exemption is exempting a loan facility that has been approved by this House already, amounting to 11.5 million euros. So the tax waiver is approximately 10% of what has been approved. And the target is to supply some e-learning equipment such as computers, laptops, and a number of ICT-related equipment to certain secondary schools across the country. I have seen that in the document that was presented, they gave us the distribution where the schools, the Ashanti region will have 38 schools, the Ron Ahafo will have 28 schools, Central region 25 schools, Eastern region 35 schools, Greater Accra 21 schools, Upper East 12, and Upper West 13. Water region beneficial schools will be 35 schools, Western region 18. And now, the speaker, clearly, you can see that the distribution is nationwide. I just want to use this opportunity to commend the minister for ensuring that the project covers nationwide and not few schools in certain parts of the country benefited from that. Speaker, with this view, I can only support this tax waiver today.